Hello.
Hello. My name is George. We are conducting a poll of consumers in Jacksonville and the Northeast Florida area about issues related to the water service for your household. Are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
Thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, first, how would you rate the overall job JEA does providing its services to your household? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, negative?
I guess maybe somewhat positive.
And does your home get its household drinking water from a well on your property? Yes or no?
No. Comes to JEA.
Okay. Next, please rate the water services that come to your home and the company that provides it as either very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Here's the first one. Quality of water for drinking. Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Kind of neutral because I don't drink the water. It has chemicals in it. Gives off an odor of I don't know what kind of chemicals they have in it, but it kind of gives off that odor. I cook with it. I take a bath with it, but I don't drink it because I feel if I can cook with it, I can get rid of the impurities. But I buy my own water to drink.
Thank you. And the other one says operating the water service in an environmental responsible way. Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Okay, explain that again to me. I didn't quite get the gist of it. Tell me that again.
Operating the water service in
okay.
An environmental responsible way.
I think so.
A very positive,
positive
or some very or
very
somewhat?
Positive. Positive.
Okay. What about being responsive to customers when they have complaints, problems, or service outage?
Positive.
Very or somewhat?
Very positive.
What about can be trusted to provide clean, safe drinking water?
I guess can be trusted, yes.
Very positive or somewhat positive?
Very positive.
Okay. What about providing reliable service?
Very positive.
Can be trusted to handle used water in a responsible way that is safe for humans and the environment?
That can be a very positive.
The cost you pay for bringing clean, safe water to your home and removing the used water?
Positive, very positive.
Okay. What about being innovative and using the best high-tech solutions to handle used water so it is recycled safely?
I'm not familiar with that procedure, so I can't very well respond to that because I don't know all the particulars. I'm not very familiar with that.
Okay. And how would you rate JEA for the overall job they do providing your home's electricity? A very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, negative?
Very positive.
And how would you rate JEA's electrical service on each of the following? Here's the first one. Providing a reliable service. Very positive,
very
somewhat positive.
Very
okay.
Positive.
Generating their electric power in an environmentally responsible way.
Very positive.
The cost you pay for electricity, giving all it provides to your household.
Very positive.
Next video are a few words and short phrases associated with the process of bringing water to homes in the Northeast Florida and handling used water once it is removed from the property. Now, recycled water, do you feel that this is very familiar, somewhat familiar, not familiar?
Not familiar.
What about the Florida aquifer?
I'm not familiar with it.
Okay. What about national drinking water standards?
I'm not familiar with that either.
Federal government safety standards.
I'm sure they have them, but I'm not familiar with them. I guess I need to investigate so I know that, but I'm not familiar with it.
What about clean water?
Do I feel they're providing clean water? Yes, I.
But is it very familiar to you, somewhat familiar, or not familiar?
I'm really not familiar with, but I am assuming that they're providing clean water because I'm using it, so I have no complaints about, you know, exactly how clean or unclean it is. It appears to be clean, but I don't know all the particulars.
Okay. What about underground water shortage?
I'm not familiar with that either.
Purify water?
I'm not really familiar with that because I have gotten the attachment to purify your own water. So I'm not really familiar with theirs, but I have purchased one to put in my house.
Okay. So from the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar?
Not familiar.
When it comes to purify water. Okay. And I also have this one here, used water.
Not familiar.
Okay. Second answers, if your reaction to each phrase is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Here's the first one. Recycled water.
Not familiar.
Oh, just let me know if it's very positive to you, somewhat neutral or negative.
Neutral.
What about the Florida aquifer? Very positive,
neutral.
Somewhat positive, neutral or negative?
Neutral. Let me ask you a question. May I?
Yes, ma'am.
Are all these questions that you're presenting to me, how do I find information to read about this? Because a lot of them I've heard of it, but I've never had the opportunity to really read about it. I'm a reader, but I've never had the information available to me or have not been told how I can find. I guess I need to go and do research, but I'd like to know more about some of the questions that you're asking me, because they're not something that I'm familiar with, and I like to be familiar with what's going on in Florida. So how would I find that? Where would I find this information that you're asking?
Oh, you can look us up online. It's Queros. We are a premier provider for custom online surveys, specialized in general studies.
Okay.
If you like, if you have a pen, I can spell it out for you, or paper.
Okay.
And I can spell it out for you.
Give me 1 second. Okay, I'm one of these people don't like to be asked information that I'm not familiar with. So if you spell it out for me, I appreciate it.
Yes, that would be Q.
Okay.
U, excuse me.
Okay.
E. R. O. U. S.
Curious. Okay. And I can find it online.
Yeah, you can look us up online, and you'll understand how this works. Just remember that we are a premier provider of custom online surveys, you know, specialized in general studies. Remember, this is just a study that we're conducting. It's not a sales call.
All right. Okay. Study. Okay. So I would like to. Okay.
May I continue with the survey, ma'am?
Yes, please.
Because I am being timed for this. I do apologize.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I just
I'll read a lot faster for you because we really don't want your opinions to go to waste. So I'll read a little faster for you. Other question was, federal government safety standards, do you feel very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
I guess I'm neutral because I don't know the standards, and I guess I'll be neutral.
Okay. What about clean water?
Oh, I'm interested in clean water, but I don't know. I'm not familiar with the standards for clean water, but I guess I will do neutral on that also.
Okay. Underground water shortage?
Neutral.
And purified water?
Neutral.
Okay. Now, have you heard or read anything about JEA's program to reclaim and purify used water? The project is called H2.0.
No,
I've
not.
Have you read anything about it? Oh, okay.
No, I have not, but I will do some investigation. I'll do some research now that I'm familiar. I have heard it.
And thank you so much for your patience. Now, here is some future information about the new JEA water purification process. The H2.0 process, here is how the cycle of water for homes will work under H2.0. The drinking water provides in Northeast Florida homes originates from the area's vast underground aquifers and arrives at the tap after being treated by JEA to provide clean, safe drinking water. Now, once the water leaves a home as used water, it goes to a state-of-the-art processing facility to be purified, to be made cleaner than even the water taken out of the aquifer by using the latest purification technology. This purified water is returned deep into the underground aquifer for storage, and it becomes part of the future water removed again for treatment and household use. Now, learning this information, do you support or oppose JEA's used water reclamation and purification project H2.0? Do you support it or oppose it?
I would support it because I think it's going to come to a process, and at the rate that the human is destroying the earth, I think the underground process might be a positive thing.
Okay. Now, why H2.0 JEA's is building new facilities for purified and recycled used water from its system for three reasons. One, because state and federal government regulations are setting stricter standards requiring used water to go through additional purification steps. Step two, because this purification water is needed to replenish and maintain water levels in the underground aquifer. Three, the purified water returned to the aquifer will help support Northeast Florida's future economic growth and growing purification, ensuring JEA can meet customers' need for a sufficient supply of cleaning, pure drinking water. Now, learning this information, do you support or oppose JEA's use of water reclamation?
I'll support it.
Okay. And what do you like most or sounds best about JEA's H2.0 program, in your own words?
From listening to the fact that they are really recycling and going to purify the water and be able to return it to use in the homes. Because I see how man is really destroying the water and factories and whatever, I think that possibly is a good process and a good advance towards progress. I think that's a good idea.
Okay, so because they're purifying the water and using it back for the households and their technology, that basically what
I'm impressed with what's taking place.
And you're impressed because, okay. And thank you so much for your patience. We highly appreciate it. With the following, I would like to ask you, and we are starting to wrap this up, by the way. Now, what do you dislike most or sound bad about JAH 2.0 program?
Well, I'm not familiar with it, but listening to the positive side of it from you, I am impressed that there is progress being made for something has been invented to purify the water. I'm impressed with that idea. And based on the fact that there's a possibility, I'm 85 years old, believe it or not. So I hope to be around to see everything smoothed out.
Okay. But let me ask you, but if you had to choose today, what do you dislike most or sounds bad about JEA's H 2.0 program? In your own words, in a small phrase.
Well, as I said, I'm not that familiar with it, and, you know, I'm one of these people, I like to read about it and really, know all the pros and cons that has been decided and agreed upon, because I'm not really that familiar with it, you know, there isn't very much I can contribute until I read it and know what I'm talking about. You know, I'm just speculating now, but anyway, I would like to, you know, you gave me your website so I can possibly go on and read, but, you know, probably you check with me another month or so, I might give you a better explanation as to what I think.
Okay. So basically, you don't have nothing to dislike at the moment about JEA's H 2.0 program. You need to do more research.
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you very much. And thank you so much for your patience. You're doing great. Thank you for helping us out today. We are almost done here. Let me just rectify this for you real quick. And following up, opponents of this H 2.0 program proposed to JEA may say the following. This so-called toilet to tap program is expensive for consumers and unnecessary since today's used water is already treated to meet government standards and release in the river or use for irrigation safety. New treatment facilities are not needed. And this missing with natural process of rainwater reaching the underground aquifer is not only not needed, but risky and only being done to support developers fluing pollution growth. Now, learning this information, do you support or oppose JEA's used water reclamation and purification Project H
2.0? As I say, I'd like to really hear more about it, how it's done, and before I can really, I guess my answer there will have to be neutral because I can't really give an opinion about something I'm not really familiar with and I know absolutely nothing about. So I guess I'll have to be neutral.
Okay. Now, in response to opponents labeling the H 2.0 project as a toilet to tap, supporters say this term is both misleading and purposefully inflammatory, since the full process takes toilet water along with all overused water sources coming out of a home and puts it throughout fire purification testing and certification stages to meet new government required standards. Now this purified water is returned to the vast underground aquifer, where after a period of time, this recycled purified water is removed, treated, and returned as tap water to households. Now, hearing this, which side do you agree with, opponents or supporters?
I agree with the opponents.
Now, lastly, here is a short list of statements about JEA's H2.0 project. Just let me know if it's very positive to you, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. The short statement, here's the first one. Since population growth in Northeast Florida, it's not slowing down anything soon. This H2.0 program is replenished the clean water supply in the aquifer with help make sure we do not run out of drinking water. Is this very positive to you, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
The other one says JEA's H2.0 process is simply recycling water and returning it from where it came, but even more pure. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
While they are using an proven method for purifying youth water, JEA is an innovative and forward-thinking leader as one of the first systems in the Southeast to implement this process. Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
Putting JEA's H2.0 plan into action ensures Northeast Water will have enough clean water for generations to come. Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
Okay, and we are starting to wrap this up. The following says implementing the H2.0 actually saves JEA customers money because of the cost of difficulty of providing enough clean, safe drinking water, giving new tougher government regulations, and Northeast Florida's growth would be higher without the H2.0 in place. Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Sounds positive.
Very positive, or somewhat positive?
Somewhat positive.
Okay. The other one says under the H2.0, purified water exceeds the federal government's clean drinking water standards. Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Okay. Now, as a part of the H2.0, Plan JEA will build a purification facility, open the public for tourists, telling the story of how the full water recycling and purification system works. Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
A water purification employs high-tech membrane filtration, reversed osmosis, and ultraviolet advanced oxidation, and removes chemicals and bacteria from the water. Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive. Somewhat positive.
And the H2O program will help protect the health of the St. John's River because it sends more purified clean water back to an aquifer instead of discharging used water into the river. Very somewhat neutral, or negative?
Kind of neutral, I think, on that.
Okay. And this last one here says, while JEA customers are doing a good job conserving water and using less, this is simply not enough to ensure that sufficient supply of fresh water available from the underground aquifer H2O's purified water is needed to replenish the aquifer to keep it healthy. Very positive, somewhat neutral or negative?
Neutral.
And lastly, giving everything you have learned about JEA's H2.0 program, do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it?
Somewhat support it.
Okay. And the last few questions are for classification purposes. And could you please tell me your age? Are you between 18, 39, 40, 54, 55, 64, 65, or older?
Older.
And do you consider yourself African American or Black? Yes or no, ma'am?
Repeat that again.
Do you consider yourself African American or Black?
African American.
And do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I think I've been voting Democrat all my life.
And how long have you lived in your current home? 10 years? Less than 10 years? 11 to 20 years?
60 years. 60.
Okay. And do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own it.
And what is the last grade you completed in school?
How do I decide? I'm liking probably about 60 hours from having a master's degree.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You enjoy your evening. Thank you very much,
ma'am.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.